Wellness with More podcast, the podcast that discusses all mental health issues and wellness issues. We get different guests from around the world that share their amazing stories and journeys through difficult and challenging times. Welcome back to another episode with Wellness with Mo. Hi, my name is Mo, and this week's episode, we have an amazing author, strategic coach, correct? And an amazing and inspiring human being, Justin Brin, is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Hi, Justin, how are you doing?
Great to see you.
Yeah, great. So basically, I like always to start off with a very simple question. Who are you? I mean, what's your story and your journey?
Well, grateful to be here. It's been very interesting since COVID, how platforms like Zoom and other things, you can just talk with people around the world very quickly. And then these conversations have helped raise the levels of consciousness for the world. I'm a dad who happens to be an entrepreneur. So spend time with my family and then connect visionaries to serve humanity, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Amazing. So what started your journey? What triggered your journey?
Well, I'm convinced you're either born like this or you're not. And then people are born with certain gifts. And then what I see is the majority of the world doesn't find out what their true gift is. And then others, they do find out what it is, but they never do anything about it. It's confusing to me. But most of the world makes excuses, and I don't understand that. I don't understand why you would do that. So when I was born, my father was 61 and my mom was 27. Father was a World War II hero, shot down multiple times in combat, many times without a parachute, and just got back into a plane. He became attorney in Nazi war crime Nuremberg trials, a brilliant writer. He kept a diary of his fighting in the Battle of the Hurricane Forest toward the end of World War II. For those who have read Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, my dad's diary is not that horrific, but it's pretty close. And then he met my mom in his late 50s after a drunk driver hit him head on and the drunk driver was killed. My dad miraculously survived and he woke up and thought he was dead and my mom was an angel, but it was my mom who was his nurse. And she was 27 when I was born. And all I do is talk to top visionaries on planet or those who will do whatever it takes to become that, the ultimate survive and thrive people on planet. And she has more hustle than anyone I've ever met. So I'm the combination of that and that story.
Yeah, that's really, really inspiring, amazing story to have your dad serve in World War II and have your mom. Such a amazing woman to be there for your dad. I mean, that's really great because you know, I found out that the most important thing is always to inspire other people to change and other people.
Totally disagree with that. Totally
really?
Disagree.
Why?
No.
Why?
Because inspiration is meaningless without someone doing something about it.
Of course.
Yeah. So inspiration is nothing, and most of the world doesn't do anything with that inspiration.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Justin, tell me more about why do people fail?
I don't believe in that word.
So, what do you believe in?
You do something. Yeah, I don't. There's no. I don't even say that word. F-A-I-L. Again, inspiration is meaningless to me. You do something. So have a great story, but then, do something about it. If you have a great story and you don't do anything about it, or you have a gift and you don't do anything about it, then it's pointless. And then a lot of folks ask me, would you have changed anything in your journey? No, that's what it's supposed to be. And the true learning is done when you actually do something, not overthink things forever. You just take action and you learn from it. So I
Yeah.
don't believe in that word.
Look, I agree with you. I always like to use the tagline for Nike here in Egypt. You know, the Just Do It tagline. I think it's really to the point. If you want to do
Right.
something, you just go and do it. I mean, I get a lot of people. I get a lot of people who want to be like me, who want to be trainers, who want to be coaches, who want to be. They want to be. I tell them, okay, so what are you going to do? What are the steps are you taking so you can be like me? I mean, I wanted to be like this, but I took steps. I took good steps and straight. I got to know people.
Okay, so you
I got
already know the answer, so there's no
yeah.
reason. We already know the answer. So,
I know the answer, not the person who is asking. That's
a person who asks that question is not a visionary.
okay. So you believe that to have an epic life, and that's my other question. To have an epic life, you need to do epic things, or you need to take the chances that you get, or the opportunities that you have, and you need to make it count. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't see any other, there's no other path. I don't even understand the other path. It's confusing to me.
So explain to me what is Epic Life, the book? I mean, I love reading books, and reading different kind of books, of course, and because part of my reading is it always gives me more, insight and knowledge, and I learn new things.
Yeah.
So explain to me what's Epic Life.
Thank you. So very simple person, either spending time with my family or connecting visionaries to serve humanity. So not humans, not employees, not business owners, just pure visionaries, and then talk to one to two of them every single week that have let entrepreneur visionary life destroy their family life or prevented them from having a family. So Epic Life is about how to build collaborative global companies while putting your loved ones first. So that's
Okay.
what it's about.
So you mean that you put your family first before anything else?
Well, higher power is first,
Okay.
then
Okay.
family.
Yeah. I believe in I believe in the higher power. I mean, I'm a devout Muslim, and I meditate most of the days, and
Right.
I'm trying to always be present in the moment for myself, because
Right.
that's what I believe in. And I always have my children, my boys. I
Right.
mean, they're the number one thing for
Of
me.
course.
I thank God. For me, they are a gift from God. And
Of course, they
I've
are.
yeah. So I really enjoy them. They're very. I mean, my kids are very. They have sometimes very important and smart opinions to say,
Of
and
course.
I don't know everything. I have a boy who's 16 and another one who's 7, so there's a
Big
big
difference.
difference in terms of generation, of course. But it's amazing how my younger son has so much knowledge. Just he likes, likes to understand where the world is, black holes. He likes to understand about dinosaurs and history, and he keeps on
Right.
listening and telling me these things. And I never he doesn't like to read, but I don't care. I mean, visually
Right.
is a good thing. So the most important thing I think, and I wanted to ask you, is that to have such a life, you need your family to be there for you, to support you. Do you believe that family support is essential for us to become
Yes.
visionaries?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's number. I mean, besides believing in higher, well, if for those who don't believe in higher power, that's fine. I'm surprised when that happens, but besides honoring something much bigger than yourself, family is by far most important. I mean, the most miserable, I talk to a lot of very wealthy people. The most miserable people I know are the ones that have all this wealth and they have no true wealth. Don't have family.
I don't know if it's in your culture, but part of our culture in the Middle East, and maybe because our religion says that, is that our family bond is, number two in terms of what I would say being religious. Number one is believing that there's no God or whatever you want to believe, but we believe in one God, and number two is putting your family, your mom is number one, and your father, is number two in the list,
Interesting.
because we believe that moms are the most important part of life, because they are the ones who suffer, and I mean not suffer, but manage the pregnancy, and some are have
100%.
easy pregnancy, some have, right? And they are the ones who nurture, who bring up these. The father is there for support, for sacrifice, for everything. And we here in Egypt also have the same thing, in that there are a lot of broken family bonds. And unfortunately, Justin, this is not due to Western culture seeping into our culture. So they watch a lot of movies, and see that it's cool to have dysfunctioning families. We have very very large number of divorcees here, divorce cases, because we have the concept, and if the woman is a career woman, and she can get her own money and have her own career, why would she need a guy? That's one part of the equation. The other part is that a lot of guys in Egypt, and I'm not not generalizing, but maybe some are not really loyal to their wives, and there's a lot of betrayal. So this is happening a lot. So when you say the higher power and family, I mean, I agree with you 100%, 100%.
Thanks for
So
saying that.
no problem. So what do you think are the most, most important habits or techniques? I don't know how to say that, for someone to have such an epic life on the way. If I want to have that kind of life, what should I do?
Well, there are two things. One, going back to women, again, as I spend time with family or connecting visionaries, women are far superior overall humans and visionaries. Within Brepik Network, our second company, we have a really good percentage of women. And that was the most important thing to me when we started the company, because women are better overall humans and better overall entrepreneurs, visionaries, because a man can never understand what it's like to have life inside of them. It's impossible. I mean, I think it's impossible. I don't know if a man's ever given birth. And that creates a different.
It's only happened in movies, I think.
Okay, yes, it's happened in movies, but maybe it will with technology advancing. But my point is that women just have a perspective that men can, they it's impossible, because you can't, and then so it's really important to me. I'm glad you brought up that women are moms are honored first. I think that's one, I think that's correct too. I love to hear that. And I like to learn things like that. So all I do is talk to visionaries, and most of them are ADD, ADHD. So they're just talking. And then my brain discerns and galvanizes. So here's blah, 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 blah. And then it simplifies into a pattern. And then to answer your question, the best patterns become the best habits. And then the very, very, very best habits, which are few, but the very best habits become the best rituals. So I'll answer your question with the my favorite ritual or mindset or pattern. And that's if you have right mindset, it attracts right network, creates right opportunities. So right mindset attracts right network, creates right opportunities. So I'm convinced you're either born top visionary on planet or not. I'm convinced of that. But if you are, then you can work on your mindset every single day. I mean, anyone can work on their mindset every single day for sure, but certainly for a visionary. So we only partner with visionaries who live in abundance and who look at things as investments, not costs. So visionary, full abundance, no scarcity, no excuses. And anyone that asks, what do you cost or charge, or lives in cost world, what do you charge world, they're not a visionary. They're their own limiters with their own cost mindset.
Yeah, that's very interesting because when I talk to other people, I always say bring out the point that our mindset is if we want to change, if we want to have an epic life, this is what I believe. I don't know that 80% of it is the mindset, and
100%,
100%.
100%,
Okay, 100% is mindset.
100%,
So
100%,
people who have fixed mindsets would not be able to ever.
100%. Wrong mindset attracts wrong network, creates no opportunities.
Okay.
100%.
That's the so what I wanted to ask you is going back to the women thing. I work with a lot of women in my area of expertise, and it's for me, it's for the first time to listen to another guy say that women are number one
They
entrepreneurs,
are.
and yeah.
Men, so here, so thank you for saying that. The I invest well over 100K US to be in top groups on planet, if you want to call them mass, and then started own. What I see in these groups is an overwhelming majority of white men, which is fine, but the problem is then it becomes an ego fest as opposed to a collaborative fest. It's not true collaboration. It's ego measuring. And having more women in there, one, again, women are they are superior. I mean, they just are. If one can have children, one cannot. So that is pretty, and then one understands that one doesn't fully. And then it brings an overall value to what life actually is. As opposed to an ego thing, it becomes more centered on family or higher power. And it was really important to me to have as diverse a room as possible. One of my great friends, Chris Doty, his quote is, "Diversity breeds amazing. Diversity breeds amazing." So it's very important to me to have a diverse room. Because that's when you get the true collaboration, and then these conversations like this, I learned that the moms are valued more in a certain culture, which I didn't know that. So now I learned that.
No, we value our moms so much. And then I always, talk to my boys that no matter what, your mom is number one.
Of
Yeah,
course.
I just come a distant second. I mean,
Absolutely.
I always tell them you should never, never, never make a mom unhappy or sad or anything, because we don't know how it feels to be, have children. It's we don't know. We just
No.
the child is born, and we just do the father part. We don't know how they feel.
Right.
And I work with a lot of women, and a lot of women are my mentors. In actual fact, they teach me so much in
Of
terms of
course.
emotional intelligence, and in terms of how to deal with others, and in terms of how to communicate. It's very amazing how when I talk with men, it's very, rigid, and I don't know, they feel very cold. If I say that word, I don't know. They feel very cold. They're not, that emotional. And maybe because I'm an emotional human being, which is very, not normal for a guy. But I believe in it, that everyone is emotional with certain levels and degrees. And I always agree that women are the best leaders, best government, prime ministers, presidents, whatever, because I feel that they will change the world. Fortunately, we have very little of them right now, but I hope things change in the future.
Thank you for saying that.
So I wanted to also to know from you, what does, you said you're a strategy coach, so
Oh, that's one of the entrepreneur groups I'm in, strategic coach.
okay, so I understand high performance coaches, peak performance, all those names, but I don't understand what's strategy coach or what does a
Oh,
strategy
that's a
strategy.
company. Strategic coach is a
Oh,
company.
okay. So what do you do in that company? I mean, as a coach.
I mean, there's numerous things within that entrepreneur group. I would say the main thing is learning how to best do what you like to do and what you're good at. Strategic coach calls it unique ability, or others say zone of genius or purpose of life, or Earl Nightingale, he's my favorite. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. So my worthy ideal is connecting visionaries to serve humanity. But Strategic Coach is amazing. Abundance 360 is amazing. Those are incredible entrepreneur group masterminds that I'm very grateful to be a part of.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Have you ever been to Egypt?
No. No.
I would really would love it to invite you to Egypt. I mean,
Thank you.
the land of the pharaohs. There are a lot of lovely things to see here, and definitely you find a lot of entrepreneurs in Egypt. A lot of entrepreneurs. We're like 100 million people, and from those 100 million, we have a lot of startups, a lot of entrepreneurs. I've met,
Have to.
yeah. I mean, most of them are young adults who have amazing ideas. We have also, Shark Tank US. It's here in Egypt. We have the franchise, and we have a lot of amazing, ideas and entrepreneurs. And I think entrepreneurs, in terms of wellness, face a lot of, mental health issues and face a lot of resilience. So what things do you see from your perspective of entrepreneurs face in terms of mental health?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So again, brain turns everything into patterns.
Okay.
My partner for a second company, Mark Fujiwara, so he does 8 and 9 figure US dollar deals all day. And he's an empath. And then he has started a foundation for entrepreneurs for mental health, specifically for that. Start a nonprofit or whatever. Okay, so yeah, talk is meaningless to me without doing anything. It's pointless. And then there are four things. I'll just talk to visionaries, not humans, not business owners, not visionaries. So there are four things that separate visionaries from the vast majority of the rest of the world. So here are the four things. One, bankruptcy or potential bankruptcy. Two, depression. Three, highest level of anxiety you can imagine. Four, trauma as a child or young adult. So for humans, business owners, consultants, those are excuses. And then for a visionary, figure it out. That's the, and then, so what a visionary is they're the most damaged person. Usually they have at least three of those four things. Most of the folks I talk to, I mean, almost everyone I talk to is three or four of those things. And then they have the highest IQ, highest EQ, most hustle, most resilience, most grit. And then they use that stuff to create all this stuff. And then many times they torch their family or never have one. So visionary is the most damaged person, the most damaged with the best coping skills. That's what a true visionary is.
Oh, that's an amazing. I mean, the most you said the most
The
damaged and
most damaged, the most damaged.
with the best coping skills, right?
Yeah. So you're
Wow,
either born with that or not. I'm convinced of that because most people aren't born with that. They're
okay,
not. That's why they stay small business or don't, or stay employees. They don't have the, they're not born like.
I believe in I believe very similar to what you say, that people are either they either want to stay as corporate, I call them
Yeah.
slaves. I don't know if you call them slaves.
100%. I mean, I don't call them slaves, but I do. One of my great friends, he just invited me to ring the NASDAQ bell in New York City. So I was there this week, and I have no financial background and or I don't care about any of that stuff. And he's on the board of NASDAQ, and his parents were sharecroppers. So I mean, he came from nothing. Now he's on board of NASDAQ sharecroppers. I don't call everyone slays. What I will say is a great friend of mine, Pete Kofod, who's a pure visionary. He describes most people, most humans as sheep, and then a visionary is a sheepdog. So for like every 100 sheep, there's a one sheepdog. So a visionary is a sheepdog, and then I'm like a sheepdog for sheepdogs. I'm like a shepherd for sheepdogs, and then so I looked it up, sheepdogs, and just replaced the word sheepdog with visionary. Replace it with visionary, but a sheepdog has only two scientific roles, only two. And Science Daily did a big article about this. So there are only two scientific roles for a visionary or sheepdog. One, keep the sheep in line. Two, push them forward. Keep the
Okay.
sheep in line, push them forward. That's it. And then I'm a sheepdog for sheepdog. So keep the sheepdogs in line, push them forward. Connect the sheepdog to sheepdog, push them forward. Connect the sheep. So you don't have water cooler conversations with them. You don't go out to dinner. You just keep them in line, push them forward.
Okay, that's really interesting. I mean, I'm just imagining that image in my brain,
Go
or
to an airport,
in
go to
my.
the driver's license facility, go
Yeah.
to a grocery store, go to an amusement park, watch people go into lines.
Yes,
It's like a herd
exactly.
of cattle. That's what it is.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. And we say that also here in Egypt. When the government tells you go
I
and
ignore the government.
you
Ignore them.
ignore. How
With the
we ignore them too. But
I ignore it. No, so there's only one vertical I completely ignore, because it's the opposite of visionary abundance investment mindset, and that's politics. It's the
okay.
exact opposite of visionary abundance investment mindset. Just ignore it. A
Yeah.
true visionary will get things done no matter who's in charge or what's happening. Doesn't matter.
Exactly. That's truly amazing. That's truly amazing. So Justin, tell me sorry, just tell me what is one word or one sentence that really best describes you?
Visionary.
Right. And what is, what's your dream? What do you want to do?
It's the dreams are meaningless to me.
So you don't have
None.
any kind of dream or any
No, no, no,
ideas?
no, 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 no. Thank you. So I spend time with my family and connect visionaries to serve humanity. So that's what I'm doing every day. It's no
Okay.
dream, it's reality.
It's reality. Okay, so that's amazing. Thank you, Justin, for being with us.
Welcome.
I mean, it's such an amazing, perspective from your side, and I hope I can read your book. I haven't
Thank
found it yet in Egypt, but I'll
you.
in the
It's
bookstores.
there.
Yeah,
It's there.
I'm really interested in reading it. Thank you for your time. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Thank you everyone for listening to this week's episode with Wellness with Mo. Hopefully next week we'll have a different guest with a different story. God bless you and be safe.